Looking at stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio, Pat Pagano's forecast calls for a partly sunny day today, 75 to 80. Cloudy tonight, lower 50s tomorrow. Cloudy, some drizzle, mid-60s. Sunday, some mist or drizzle, 65 to 70. Monday, cloudy in the mid-70s. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast from our meteorologist, Pat Pagano. That comes your way in just a few minutes here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. Those stories that we're following throughout our tri-state region, a 36-year-old history teacher accused of sexually assaulting a 17-year-old student after class in January was ordered by school administrators to leave the Marvelwood School campus in Kent where he had been living. Adam Finestone admitted having intimate contact with a teenager whom he had communicated through texting and social media. The charge against him, a misdemeanor punishable by up to a year in prison, applies against a 17-year-old because of Finestone's position of authority over her. Absent the student-teacher relationship, the alleged contact could have been legal. A protective order has been issued to keep Finestone from having any contact with the alleged victim, now living with his parents in Pennsylvania after school officials ordered him off campus. He turned himself in September 14th, posting a $2,000 bond. His case was continued. New York will expand access to overdose reversal drugs and mandate medicated-assisted treatment in jails as part of its fight against the opioid epidemic. Governor Kathy Hochul announced yesterday in 2020 over 5,100 New Yorkers died of drug overdoses, the worst year of overdose on record in the state. Nationally, 93,000 people died of overdoses, a 29% increase over 2019. In signing the five bills on Thursday related to the opioid crisis, Hochul called to memory her nephew, Michael, who died 6 years ago from an opioid overdose after years of addiction to painkillers and later heroin. Out of Great Barrington, population shifts in Great Barrington have forced the town to rework one of its four voting precincts, something that will affect residents only in the days they need to cast their ballots. Town clerk told the select board at its meeting, held via Zoom, that the precincting will result in a number of residents having to now vote in Housatonic at the Housatonic Community Center or Hoosie Dome, rather than the State Road Fire Station as they previously had done. While there are small changes to all the precincts, it's at this precinct see voters from the western part of Division Street and northern area of Alfred Road who will be placed into Precinct B, which votes in Housatonic. Precinct boundaries are drawn up carefully with geographic markers. The results of the 2020 U.S. Census peg the town's population at a little over 7,100. The state requires a shift for those towns with more than 6,200 residents or more than 4,000 voters per precinct because the population in each of Great Barrington's four precincts is not within 5% of the town's average for each. The precinct had to shift. Nurses and other healthcare professionals that work for Berkshire Visiting Nurse Association have taken the first step towards forming a union. The Berkshire VNA is a home health care agency owned by Berkshire Health Systems that sends nurses, physical therapists, and other medical professionals to care for patients across the county in their homes. A huge majority of those staff members signed cards intending to join the Massachusetts Nurse Association, according to the MNA, and they sent a letter Wednesday asking their employer to voluntarily recognize the union. Berkshire Health Systems did not immediately respond to requests for comments on that story. A bill that would permanently write into Massachusetts law early voting options that were temporarily adopted during the height of the coronavirus pandemic was approved overwhelmingly on Wednesday by the Massachusetts Senate bill. The bill would enact same-day voter registration and make other changes to the Commonwealth's election process, including allowing non-excuse voting by mail. The Senate passed the bill by a vote of 36-3. Supporters say the proposal incorporates lessons learned from the pandemic and takes critical steps to expand the right to vote in Massachusetts at a time when many states are fighting access to the ballot box. In North Canaan, flu clinic will be held at the North Canaan Town Hall from 2 to 4 today. Community Development Corporation in South Berkshire will host a virtual screening of Citizen Jane, Battle for the City today at 7 p.m. More information at cdcsb.org/2021/filmfundraiser. Now, coming up on Saturday at the Torrington Middle School from 9 to 2 will be a Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day. You must have a ticket to the event from your town hall. That ticket is free to obtain. Coming up on Saturday, the Copaic Grange on Empire Road in Columbia County will hold their monthly members meeting. It runs from 9 to 10 at the Grange Hall. An art exhibition, Flora and Fauna, Lily Woodworth and Alan Blagden, opens up on Saturday and runs through September 24th at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village, huntlibrary.org. On Saturday, the Ancrum Fire Company has their lobster and beef barbecue, 3 to 6 p.m., $35 a meal, takeout only. Pick up at the Ancrum Firehouse. Lobster, clams, barbecue, beef, corn on the cob, potato roll, and ice cream. Reservations at 518-329-3430. Hillsdale Pumpkin Festival and Scarecrow Contest with fun activities for the family will be held Saturday, 11 to 4 on Route 23 throughout the hamlet. Facebook.com/Hillsdale New York Pumpkin Festival for more information. Music in the Nave returns with Steve Katz in concert in Kent. Song, stories, wine, and cheese at the Autumn Twilight Performance on Saturday at 5 p.m. at St. Andrew's Parish. More information is available from the website at St. Andrew's Parish. The 10th Annual Brewski Fest returns to Salisbury at the Satry Hill Ski Jump Site on Sunday, October 10th. Music, pumpkins, corn stalks, and all the 30 craft breweries offering visitors over 200 examples of their best brews. This has been going on for the past 10 years. Now, the Steve Dunn Band will also provide live music. Tickets are available at $30 per person in advance or $35 at the door. Advance tickets are available online at brewskifest.com and at State Line Wine and Spirits in North Canaan and Ledgewood Spirit Shop in Winstead. Proceeds from the event, which will be held rain or shine, benefit Swass's youth skiing program. More information at brewskifest.com. In Stockbridge, the Grange is having a takeout dinner from 1 till 2 on Sunday at the Grange Hall, Church Street. Roast pork dinner includes apple or chocolate cream pies for dessert. $14 donation. Orders must be placed by Thursday the 7th. Call 413-243-1298 or 413-443-4352. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and also underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,754.94, the NASDAQ at 14,654.02, and the S&P 500 at 43,99.79. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.